This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Bearded iris can be divided anytime after flowering. In the Midwest, this is often done in late July or August. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Istone, discusses how to divide and replant iris. Greg, I guess this is really the time we think about dividing iris.
Yeah, we kind of go through a rest period here for many of our perennial plants. And so if you have some iris and maybe they're not blooming as well as they have in the past, getting overcrowded, this would be an ideal time to dig those up, divide, and refresh your iris bed.
So what's the process then? How are we doing this?
So they're fairly easy. They're very shallow rooted, and so it's not too hard to dig those clumps up. Usually dig the whole clump up, remove the old rhizomes, which are just kind of swollen tissue that you see there on the ground that were previously ones that produce flowers and the foliage, but are no longer necessary. So you're really the growing points are on the very ends or where the leaves are. And so you can discard all that other material and get back to where the real actual live tissue is, which is connected to those leaves that you'll see coming up and providing that food energy for the plant.
Kind of a bulb then, or kind of a T shape, a Y shape? What do we got going on here?
Yeah, that's a good question. Kind of a Y shape, I guess, is what you're looking at. So you can break off that portion that is connected to the leaf tissue and to that rhizome, that swollen area that you see. What that's doing is you're kind of moving those iris back to where you originally had them, because as they grow, they just creep out, get bigger and bigger. And so if you're running out of space that way, we have to push them back into where they were originally. And you just snap them off. You can use a knife if you need to, but most of those just kind of break off.
I'm assuming that some of these are going to be in great condition. Some are probably not going to be as well. They might be damaged. Maybe some soft rot.
Yes. So you do want a good kind of maybe sturdy or kind of a hard swollen rhizome when you replant. There are some insect or disease issues that can occur out there. And so if you have tissue that's kind of shrunken or soft rot, which would be a disease, which would, as rot things do, they smell, you would be able to tell that, but you would want the healthy portion to put back into the ground. And rhizomes of iris are right at the soil surface, if you will, so you don't really plant it or dig it deep. You just put it right there at soil level. That leaf tissue is building up that food energy, so ideally you don't need to cut that back, but sometimes they're kind of floppy or top-heavy, and occasionally we have the need to remove some of that weight and cut those leaves off a little bit so that your rhizome can get down into the ground and root back down. So you can play that by ear if you want, but we want to make sure those roots of the rhizome start to take hold in our soil before we get into the fall-winter season.
So because this is a thinning process, we want to make sure that we're not over replanting then?
Yeah, so you kind of place them as a Y or a triangle, and they'll continue to spread out, so you bring them back to that area. You'll probably have a bunch of leftovers if you want to. You can share those with friends or put them in people's cars when they're not looking, those kind of things. But they are pretty sturdy, hardy plants, and so even if you, let's say you have time to dig them up but maybe not replant, they'll store okay, maybe in the garage or something like that, until you are ready to plant. If you haven't done a soil test since the last time you planted, you may want to do that every 3 to 5 years to make sure there's the nutrients there for those iris to prosper. So check out with your local extension office for soil testing information. Fairly simple and affordable process to make sure that your planting bed is ready to go for your iris.
And we should see them come up again the next year then?
Yeah, you'll just kind of see them resting, and they may get a little bit of vigor here in the fall season as it cools down. You may have a little desiccation to those leaves during the winter time, a little browning on the edges, but they don't necessarily go away, the leaves themselves. And so next spring, you'll see a lot of new flush growth come out of those divisions that you made, and things should be going well. Typically, they'll bloom that next year. So that's why we kind of like to do it now when they're resting. You don't use up a lot of resources. And so next year, you should have a pretty good iris bloom.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Istone, with information on dividing and replanting iris. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.